I've done my apprenticeship down in Avonmouth as a fitter turner. I worked in various places down in Avonmouth, like Dalgetty Spillers and a couple of other places. Then I went and joined the Merchant Navy for a couple of years. I went to sea, seen a bit of the world, came back, and couldn't really find a job that I liked much. And then I applied for a job up here as a temporary fitter for 6 months. I got interviewed up in the council house, managed to get the job for 6 months. That 6 months then lapsed into over 6 months, and apparently in those days union officials were straight on it type thing. If there's not been a break, then they've got to be taken on full time. So they took me on full time. So that's how I started. That was about 32 years ago. There was a blacksmith, a shipwright, two shipwrights, a blacksmith striker, a supervisor fitter, around about four or five other fitters, an apprentice, and a handful of mates. Everybody used to have an assistant to give you a hand and all that in those days. So it was quite a big crew, and we obviously do all the maintenance then from the lock gates, entrance lock gates, right way up to Netham. So if anything went wrong in those days, then we'd be put our tools in a wheelbarrow, as it was in those days, and off we go in, try and fix whatever had broken. Nine times out of ten, it was normally the water hydraulics, and something would go down on that because it was beginning to get aged and rotting out and just coming to it. It was firefighting basically, because I mean, it was difficult to get hold of parts. I mean, a lot of it was cast iron wheels and brass bushes and things like that. Becoming difficult to get these parts, so then we had to try and modify them a bit and repair anything that went down. So you never knew from one day to the next what you were actually going to be doing or what you'd find to do out there, what problems you'd find. So it made it a really interesting job. I like it, so that's why I stayed here for 32 years.